Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 30th, 2015. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Chris Gandhi.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye.
Here are our top stories this evening.
The 18th edition of the International Conference on AIDS and STIs in Africa opens in Harare, with the World Health Organization tabling new antiretroviral therapy guidelines towards ending HIV/AIDS.
We do acknowledge that we still have much to do and significant gaps remain in what we are achieving. For example, only 52% of people living with HIV know their status.
President Mugabe says developed nations should provide more resources to help Africa mitigate the effects of climate change.
In a way, quite true. I think they should be doing more, especially if you look at the level of pollution, you know, our emissions are very low, but at the same time, we are the people who are paying the price, eh?
And Zimbabwe is preparing for a historic visit by Chinese leader Xi Jinping tomorrow. About 1,400 workers at the Zimbabwe Iron and Steel Company, or ZISCO Steel, will be retrenched starting tomorrow, though employees say they have not yet been informed about the pending job terminations. Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa told Parliament last Thursday that ZISCO Steel workers are now a burden to the company as they are expected to get salaries, yet there is no production at the ironworks in Redcliffe. Benedict Moyo of the ZISCO Steel Workers Council tells Studio 7's Gib Dube employees are shocked that they will be retrenched tomorrow.
We were never informed officially, that is from the company, the HR, etc. That was never communicated to us. We were surprised when we saw it on TV and hearing through radio that we were now going to be retrenched from tomorrow. But having said that, officially what we are saying is that the structure is running. The company still needs to approach us and tell us. As I speak, we are at work. On Friday, we were at work. No one said anything. Today, we are all at work and no one has said anything. So I suppose also they are trying to map up strategies, or they are trying to come with a way forward. So that you can sit down and say, how do you move to go about this issue? Because you are very much aware that in Zimbabwe, our labor laws are very good. You cannot just wake up in the morning and start tampering around the contract of employees in Zimbabwe. There are laws that govern that. So I suppose they are going to come down so that we can see what can be done. Whether it's a retrenchment, definitely cannot be fired, or you cannot be fired when you've not committed to any kind. Because remember, if I were here and they were occupying that space for ZISCO management to do anything. So because they were occupying that space, surely you would not want to blame anyone for that, because somebody was occupying that space for decision making.
So what are you going to do next?
We are waiting. Today we're expecting to be told by management the way forward. But like I said before, maybe they're still having meetings or whatever, they're still finding out exactly the way forward. But definitely what I know is that we are going to have to sit down and say, what is it that we need to be done? So that at the end of the day, it's a win-win situation.
When was the last time you got paid?
We are all in the region of 5 years' salaries. But in between now and 5 years back, what the company has been doing, they've been selling what you call sundry sales, and they've been giving us living allowance.
That was Benedict Moyo, chairperson of the ZISCO Steel Workers Council, speaking with Studio 7 from Redcliffe, Midlands Province. There was no comment from Labour Minister Priska Mfumira. In 2011, government signed a $750 million deal with the Indian firm ESA Africa Holdings, in which the foreign investor agreed to take over and resume operations of the defunct ZISCO Steel. Indications are that the deal has collapsed.
You're listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington.
We are broadcasting on 909 Metum Wave and on the 4930, 5940 and 15460 shortwave frequencies.
On the internet, find us at www.studio7news.com.
You can also text us at 001-202-465-0318.
Chinese President Xi Jinping arrives in Zimbabwe tomorrow for a historic visit with a huge business delegation in tow in what Harare says is a confirmation that the country's Look East policy is beginning to bear fruit. Ivan Chifera has more details from Harare.
The streets of Harare have been swept clean, the country's best china polished, in anticipation of tomorrow's historic visit by the Chinese leader. Zimbabwean and Chinese flags are fluttering along the city's major roads, with pictures of President Robert Mugabe and Xi Jinping hoisted along the way as the nation prepares to receive a fair weather friend. According to Foreign Affairs Permanent Secretary Joy Bima, China and Zimbabwe will sign several deals worth millions of dollars in various sectors such as energy, transport, infrastructure development, construction, financing, culture, wildlife and agriculture. Mr. Xi will be making his first state visit to Zimbabwe, which last hosted the Chinese head of state in 1996. China is already funding several multi-million dollar projects in Zimbabwe, including the expansion of the Victoria Falls International Airport, the upgrading of Harare's water and sanitation system, and the expansion of the Kariba South Power Station. Speaking with CCTV, China's 24-hour English language television channel, the Chinese ambassador to Zimbabwe, Wang Ping, said Mr. Xi's visit shows the Chinese president attaches greater attention to the Sino-Zimbabwe relationship.
I think Xi's visit will be of great significance to the development of China-Zimbabwe relations. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the establishment of China-Zimbabwe diplomatic relations, and Xi's visit will be the first by the Chinese head of state in the last 20 years. Zimbabwe is the only country, apart from South Africa, that Xi will pay a special visit during his trip to Africa, which shows President Xi and China attach great attention to the Sino-Zimbabwe relationship.
Political commentator Takura Jangaja tells Studio 7 Mr. Xi Jinping's visit is evidence that Harare's Look East policy is effective.
It's beyond the politics. It's essentially about business. The Chinese president is here to promote bilateral agreements, confirm them, and make sure that Chinese interests are not compromised by any other unfair or unclear political policy issues that may emerge going forward.
He adds Mr. Xi is obviously coming to promote Chinese investments in Zimbabwe as well as safeguarding them.
We might not be benefiting as much as the Chinese from this bilateral relationship or these agreements that we have. But essentially what is key is that the benefits are not necessarily for Zimbabwean people. They are benefits for those that are politically connected, that have business arrangements and deals with Chinese elites as well.
Harare businesswoman Tendai Anapiri says the visit by the Chinese leader and Chinese business people will present business opportunities for the Zimbabweans, adding Zimbabwean business people should be prepared to grab the opportunities.
You know, it's an international opportunity. So I'm resident in Zimbabwe, but I can have businesses outside Zimbabwe, but still be earning in Zimbabwe.
Sheikh Shaibu Asali, chairperson of the Islamic Federation of Zimbabwe, says attracting a big global player like China is a plus for the Zimbabwean government and its people.
If our government and our nation is doing that, we will be very happy, and we know that the Chinese are a big player in the global market, so that can be only good news for all citizens.
Former Zimbabwean ambassador to China and war veterans leader Christopher Mchangwa says the visit by the Chinese president will put the spotlight on Zimbabwe as a country which can attract foreign direct investment.
It will excite those Chinese who want to come to Zimbabwe to invest, to take advantage of our resource base, but our very smart minds. But more important, it also creates a competitive field where other capital markets begin to see Zimbabwe in a positive light, because we want both competition and cooperation in Zimbabwe. So it's a very important visit from the point of view of injecting new dynamism into the Zimbabwe foreign direct investment market.
He said China stood by Zimbabwe during tough times, especially the past decade when the West imposed sanctions against Harare, with international financial institutions turning their back against Zimbabwe. He said many Chinese companies had invested in Zimbabwe over the past decade, with more investment deals expected to be signed during Mr. Xi's visit.
So we need to distinguish between the Chinese who may sell trinkets in the street and the Chinese who have been who are the global pushers of investment. And that's why the visit of President Xi Jinping is so important, because it brings Zimbabwe's attention to this new breed of Chinese entrepreneurs who are hungry to take on the world, their rivals in the West or anywhere else in the world.
China's interest in Zimbabwe vary from mining, with companies like Anjin and Jinan involved in diamond mining, the agriculture and retail, among other interests. China and Zimbabwe enjoy cordial relations which date back to the time of the liberation struggle, when China provided material and training for the liberation fighters. Analysts say Mr. Xi's visit is endowed with an extra layer of significance, as this year marks the 35th anniversary of bilateral diplomatic relations between Harare and Beijing. Over the years, the Asian country became Zimbabwe's key political and economic ally, preventing what Harare says was bullying of Zimbabwe by the West and blocking the imposition of sanctions by the United Nations, where it is a permanent member of the Security Council. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.